这是人类航天史上最残忍的死法。
This is the most brutal death in human spaceflight history.
不是死在太空。
Not dying in space.
而是已经能看见地面，马上就要落地了。
Instead, he could already see the ground coming up to meet him.
却被1600度的高温直接撕碎在了大气层里。
However, it was directly torn into pieces in the atmosphere by the 1,600 degrees Celsius.
2003年2月1日
February 1, 2003
哥伦比亚号航天飞机载着七名宇航员往加飞，离落地只剩16分钟。
The space shuttle Columbia, carrying 7 astronauts, was on its way home, but only had 16 minutes left.
家属们早就守在跑道边了。
The families had already been waiting at the edge of the runway.
孩子攥着妈妈的手。
The child clutched his mother's hand.
等爸爸。丈夫抱着鲜花等妻子。
While Dad and his husband were holding flowers, waiting for their wife.
所有人都在算时间。
Everyone is counting time.
再过一会儿，就能抱到自己的亲人了。
Soon, I will be able to hold my loved ones.
结果下一秒，天上划过了一串烧红的火光。
The result was that a string of red flames flew across the sky the next second.
像有一只看不见的手把整艘飞船在天上撕成了几十上百个燃烧的碎块。
It's as if an invisible hand poured the entire spaceship into dozens or hundreds of burning fragments in the sky.
那一刻。
At that moment,
哥伦比亚号正以每秒 5.6 公里的速度扎进大气层，裹着。
The Columbia is plunging into the atmosphere at a speed of 5.6 kilometers per second.
它的不是普通的火。
This fire is not ordinary.
是1600度的高温等离子体，钢铁进去。
1600 degrees Celsius plasma steel enters.
直接化，铝合金进去。
Directly put aluminum alloy into it.
成水，以穿多安全的太空服。
How many spacesuits have been worn by Chang?
不都白搭，练了十几年的求生技能。
I've been practicing survival skills for over a decade.
半毛钱用都没有。
It's not worth a penny.
因为根本不是慢慢烧死的。
Because it wasn't a slow burn.
你连疼都来不及感。
You don't even have time to feel the pain.
感觉到，机舱就已经炸了。
I felt that the plane had already crashed.
呀，机身就已经散了架。
The chassis is already broken.
整个人跟着航天飞机一起被撕进了风里，几秒钟。
The whole person was torn into the wind along with the spacecraft for a few seconds.
七个活生生的人，从马上就能回家。
Seven people were able to return home from a horse.
变成了落在德克萨斯州的一场金属雨。
It turned into a metal rain in Texas.
更离谱的是，毁了这一切的不是陨石。
Even more outrageous is that these were not caused by meteorites.
不是爆炸。
Not an explosion.
就是一块不到一公斤重的泡沫。
It's just a piece of foam that weighs less than a kilogram.
更可悲的是。
More tragically.
这块泡沫砸中航天飞机的时候。
When this foam hit the space shuttle.
所有人都看见了。
Everyone saw it.
但没有一个人能真正拦住这场灾难。
But no one could truly stop this disaster.
2003年1月16日
January 16, 2003
美国佛罗里达肯尼迪航天中心，哥伦比亚号准备执行 STS-107 任务。
The space shuttle Columbia is preparing to execute mission STS-107 at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA.
这次任务没什么花火。
This task has no fireworks.
不登月。
Not full moon.
不修空间站。
No maintenance of the space station.
就是一次纯科学实验。
It was just a pure scientific experiment.
七个宇航员要在天上待16天。
Seven astronauts will spend 16 days in space.
研究失重。
Research on weightlessness.
重对生物和材料的影响。
Impact on biological and financial materials.
队员里有第一次上太空的新人，也
There were new people who had never been to space.
有经验老道的指挥官。
Also, there are experienced commanders.
指挥官叫里克·赫斯本。
The commander is named Rick Hess.
本德，发射前。
Before the launch of the rocket.
他挨个给每个队员的父母打电话。
He called each of the team members' parents one by one.
说能跟你们的孩子一起飞。
Tell them that you can fly with them.
是我这辈子的荣幸。
It is my great honor to have lived this life.
这真不是场面话。
This is not just talk.
干航天这行的机组就是一家人。
The crew of this space flight is a family.
因为一点火
Because of a spark.
所有人的命就绑在同一台机器上了。
Everyone's life is linked to the same machine.
上午10点39分倒计时结束。
9:39 AM, the countdown ends.
主发动机点火，两个固体助推器轰的一声烧起来。
The main engine ignited, and the two solid rocket boosters roared.
哥伦比亚号慢慢离开了地面。
The Columbian slowly left the ground.
地面上的人先看见冲天的火光，过了好几秒。
The people on the ground saw the raging flames for several seconds before.
巨大的声浪才砸过来。
The huge sound came.
那声音不是用耳朵。
That sound is not made by ears.
听的。
Listening.
是胸口和肚子一起跟着震。
The chest and abdomen are shaking together.
当时有个6岁的小男孩。
At that time, there was a 6-year-old boy.
看着自己的妈妈坐在火箭上往天上冲。
Watching my mother sitting on a rocket and flying into the sky.
吓得哇哇哭。大人只能抱着他说
The adult, terrified, could only hold him and cry.
没事的，妈妈很快就回来了。
It's okay, mom will be back soon.
从地面看
From the ground.
这是人类的科技奇观。
This is a technological marvel of mankind.
关，可在机器里面
In machine.
这就是一场被精确控制的大爆炸。
This is a precisely controlled Big Bang.
航天飞机必须在9分钟以内加速到每小时28000公里才能冲进轨道。
The space shuttle must accelerate to at least 28,000 kilometers per hour within 9 minutes to enter orbit.
整个系统加起来几千吨重。
The entire system weighs several thousand tons.
外面那个大燃料箱里装了200多万升的液氢和液氧。燃料箱
There are two large fuel tanks inside, each containing over 2 million liters of liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen fuel.
外面包着一层橙色的泡沫，作用
It is covered with a layer of orange foam.
很简单
Simple.
保温。让里面零下200多度的燃料。
Insulation keeps the fuel inside at over -200°C.
别乱晃，问题就出在这层泡沫上。
The problem lies in this layer of foam.
航天飞机起飞的时候
，When the space shuttle takes off，
速度越来越快。
The speed is increasing.
风跟刀子一样刮在身上。
The wind is like a knife, cutting at my skin.
泡沫不是铁。
Foam is not iron.
也不是钢。
Not steel.
刮着刮着就会掉。
Scratch, scratch, and it falls off.
而且以前就经常掉。
And it used to fall a lot.
在哥伦比亚号之前。
Before the Columbia.
航天飞机已经飞了100多次。
The space shuttle has flown over 100 times.
几乎每次都有泡沫掉下来。
Almost every time, the bubbles fall down.
大部分时候就是把下面的隔热瓦砸个小坑。
Most of the time, just punch a small hole in the insulation board below.
回来补补就完事了。
Just come back and finish it.
次数多了，一个要命的危险信号。
A more frequent occurrence is a dangerous signal.
就变成了大家嘴里的老毛病。
It has become a common ailment that everyone is talking about.
这才是最吓人的地方。灾难。
This is the most authentic place.
从来不会在第一次出问题的时候。
Never happen when the first problem occurs.
发生，灾难永远发生。
Disasters always happen.
在大家看了太多次异常。
After everyone has seen too many abnormalities.
开始觉得这很正常的时候。
When you start to think it's normal.
发射后第 81.9 秒。
After the launch at 81.9 seconds.
哥伦比亚号正在玩命往上冲。一块手提箱。
The Columbo was speeding up, trying to grab a suitcase.
那么大的泡沫从燃料箱上掉了下来。
So much foam fell from the fuel tank.
擦着航天飞机的肚子。
Rubbing the belly of the aircraft.
狠狠砸在了左翼的前缘上。
It hit the forefront of the left wing hard.
当时的相对速度是每小时800公里。
The relative speed was 800 kilometers per hour.
相当于一把风镐，结结实。
Equivalent to a shovel.
实实砸在了飞机的翅膀上。
The real damage was to the plane's wing.
左翼前缘是什么地方？
What is the left wing frontier?
是航天飞机返航的时候。
When the space shuttle returned.
第一个顶着高温的地方。再入大气层的时候
When the first one enters the atmosphere, it's at the hottest point.
这里的温度会飙到1600度。
The temperature can rise to 1600 degrees.
如果这里被打穿了一个洞
If there is a hole here,
那返航的时候
When returning,
就等于把自己家的大门敞开了。
It's like opening the door to your own home.
让火直接往里灌。
Pour the fire directly into it.
可当时发射场的摄像机拍到了泡沫掉下来。
At the time, the camera at the launch site captured the foam falling down.
但画面模模糊糊的。
But the picture is blurry.
只看见有个东西飞出去。
I only saw something flying out.
去撞上了飞机，撞在哪儿？
Where did the plane crash?
啊，有没有打穿？没。
Do you have any?
没人说得清。
No one knows.
第二天。
The next day.
工程师复盘录像的时候。
When an engineer reviews a recording.
发现了这一幕。
Discovered this scene.
当时就慌了。
I was immediately panicked.
有人提出来，能不能调军方的侦察卫星给哥伦比亚号拍张清楚的照片
？Someone suggested whether it's possible to instruct the military's reconnaissance satellites to take clear photos of the Coster Concordia.
只要能看见左翼，就知道问题大不大了。
As long as you can see the left, the problem is already big.
这话听起来天经地义。
It sounds reasonable.
对吧
？Right.
但现实根本不是电影。调。
But reality is not as dramatic as in movies.
侦察卫星。
Reconnaissance satellite.
不是张嘴就能办的事。
It's not something you can just do.
要走一堆流程。
To go through a lot of procedures.
还要跨部门协调。
Still need cross-departmental coordination.
更重要的是
More importantly,
在管理层眼里，泡沫脱落。
In the eyes of the management, the bubble is bursting.
算个屁事儿。
What the hell are you doing?
以前掉过。
I've adjusted it before.
以前也砸过。
I have done it before.
以前不都好好的回来了吗？
Didn't they all used to be fine?
于是这件事最后就变成了一句轻飘飘的结论。
So, the whole thing ended up as a light and airy conclusion.
没有飞行安全问题。
No flight safety issues.
不影响返航。
No impact on return.
更残忍的是
More cruelly,
宇航员们后来确实收到了通知。
Later, the astronauts did receive the notification.
但地面告诉他们，发射的时候有块泡沫蹭了一下机翼。
However, the ground told them that piece of foam had bumped against the wing during launch.
没事。
It's okay.
不用担心，正常返航就行。
Don't worry, just land normally.
如果你是船上的宇航员
If you are an astronaut on a ship,
你能怎么办？
What can you do?
你看不见自己的翅膀。
You can't see your wings.
棒。你没有工具出去修。
You don't have the tools to go out and fix it.
你除了相信地面的人，什么都做不了。
You only believe that people on the ground can't do anything.
于是
So?
哥伦比亚号继续在天上绕着地球飞，离地面280公里。
The Columbian continues to fly around the Earth at an altitude of 280 kilometers above the ground.
宇航员们每天忙得脚不沾地，做实验，记录数据。
Astronauts are busy with their daily tasks, including conducting experiments and collecting data.
闲下来的时候
When I have free time,
就在失重环境里翻跟头。玩飘在空中的水滴
Flip and float around in a zero gravity environment
跟家里人视频
Video call with family
大家心里都算着
Everyone is calculating
再过几天就能回家了
In a few days, I will be home
他们谁也不知道自己的飞机翅膀上已经有了一个致命的洞
No one knew that there was a fatal hole in the wing of their plane.
他们也不知道。
They don't know either.
真正的审判不在太空。
The real trial is not in space.
而在他们往家飞的那一刻。
At that moment when they were flying home.
2003年2月1日。
February 1, 2003.
哥伦比亚号准备返航。16天的任务
The 16-day mission for the Columbia spacecraft is ready to return.
圆满完成
Complete.
所有人都在等他们回家
Everyone is waiting for them to go home.
上午8点10分
8:10 a.m.
地面控制中心通知机组可以开始减速了
Ground Control Center informs the crew that they can start decelerating.
这个减速
This deceleration
必须精准到毫秒角度太浅
It's too superficial to be precise to the millisecond
航天飞机会像打水漂一样
The spacecraft will be like a water balloon
被大气层弹回
Bounce back by the atmosphere
太空角度太
The angle of the space is too steep
会直接烧成灰。哥伦比亚号的电脑做得完美无缺。
It will perfectly burn the computer from the USS Columbia.
轨道没问题。
The track is fine.
姿态没问题。
No problem.
制动没问题。
Brakes are fine.
一切看起来都正常的。
Everything seems normal.
不能再正常。
can't be normal anymore.
8:44
8:44
哥伦比亚号冲进了大气层的边缘。
The Columbian has breached the edge of the atmosphere.
速度超过每小时27,000公里。
Speed exceeds 27,000 kilometers per hour.
前面的空气来不及躲开。
The air in front of me was too late to avoid.
被硬生生压成了一团火。
It was completely crushed and turned into a ball of fire.
裹住了整个飞机。
Wrecked the entire plane.
从舷窗往外看。
Looking out from the window.
整个世界都是通红的。
The whole world is red.
宇航员们还在说笑。
The astronauts were still joking.
有人拿摄像机拍窗外的火光，指挥官。
Someone is filming the fire commander outside the window.
看着外面越来越亮的等离子体，说了一句。
Looking at the increasingly bright plasma outside, he said.
外面真亮啊。
It's so bright outside.
他当然不知道，那片他觉得很漂亮的火光已经从左翼的破洞钻进去了。1600度的高温等离子体冲进机翼内部，开始烧电线。
He, of course, didn't know that the beautiful fire he thought he saw had already been 1,006 degrees Celsius plasma from the left wing's breach, piercing into the aircraft's interior and burning the wires.
烧传感器
Burn sensor
烧铝合金的骨架，铝的熔点只有600多度。
The skeleton of the aluminum alloy is made of aluminum, and the melting point of aluminum is only about 600 degrees.
外面看着好好的，里面早就软成泥了。
The noodles were already mushy.
8:54，地面控制中心第一次收到异常信号。
At 8:54, the control center received a series of abnormal signals.
左翼的几个温度传感器
Left wing temperature sensors.
突然同时黑了，一个坏了是巧合。
It's a coincidence that both of them suddenly crashed at the same time.
两个坏了是倒霉。
Two broken ones are unlucky.
四个五个一起坏。
Four or five together are bad.
傻子都知道出事了。
A fool knows that something is wrong.
控制室里瞬间安静了，所以
The control room fell silent in an instant.
有人都盯着屏幕。
Some people are staring at the screen.
航天飞机还在飞，轨迹
Space shuttle still flying trajectory.
还在，信号还在。
The plane's signal is still there.
可左翼里面，火已经烧得一塌糊涂了。
The left wing has already been completely burned by fire.
很快，起落架的轮胎压力也报警了。
The tire pressure on the landing gear also alerted soon.
这说明火已经烧到了机身底部。
This indicates that the fire has reached the bottom of the fuselage.
马上就要烧穿了。航天飞机的电脑
The computer is about to crash on the aircraft.
开始拼命掰方向舵。
Start frantically turning the rudder.
试图把飞机拉回正轨。
Trying to bring the plane back on course.
但这根本没用。
This is useless.
它正在以每小时20,000多公里的速度往前冲。
He is driving at a speed of over 20,000 kilometers per hour.
只要一边的翅膀断了
As soon as one wing is broken,
空气动力
aerodynamics
会瞬间把整架飞机撕成碎片
It can instantly tear the entire aircraft into pieces.
8:59
8:59
地面呼叫哥伦比亚号
The ground is windy and cold.
哥伦比亚，这里是休斯顿。
Columbia is Houston.
我们看到你的轮胎压力异常。
We see your tire pressure is abnormal.
收到，请回答。
perceived, please answer.
没有回应，再呼。
No response, please call back.
叫，还是没有回应。
Still no response.
而在60公里的高空，哥伦比亚号已经开始解体了。
And at an altitude of 60 kilometers, the Columbia had already begun to break apart.
左翼整个折断。
The left wing is completely broken.
飞机开始疯狂翻滚，舱内瞬间失压。
The plane began to roll wildly, and the cabin suddenly lost pressure.
七名宇航员在15秒内全部失去了意识。
Seven astronauts lost consciousness within 15 seconds.
几秒钟后
A few seconds later,
整架飞机彻底碎了。碎片
The entire plane was completely broken into pieces.
像下雨一样洒在了德克萨斯州
It rained like in Texas.
2000多平方公里的土地上。
On more than 2,000 square kilometers of land.
当地的居民报警说
The local residents reported the incident to the police.
天上掉下来好多金属片
Metal sheets falling from the sky.
还有人不知道发生了什么
There are still people who don't know what happened.
指着天上那一串火光说快看流星雨肯尼迪航天中心的家属区里亲人们还在等。
Pointing at the streaks of light in the sky, he said, "Look, the Persig meteor shower. The families at Kennedy Space Center are waiting for them."
可是那天，预定的降落时间到了，跑道上空空如也。
But at that time, the scheduled landing time arrived, and the runway was empty.
屏幕上的计时器开始往正数走。
The timer on the screen starts counting upwards.
而家属们没有等到他们应该回来的亲人。
And the families have not received the news of their loved ones returning.
很快，电视上开始播放天上那几道碎裂的火光。
Soon, the TV started broadcasting the few broken flames in the sky.
所有人都明白了。
Everyone understood.
他们等不到那架航天飞机了。
They were waiting for the space shuttle, but it never came.
他们也等不到自己的家人了。
They also couldn't wait for their families.
事故之后
After the accident,
美国发动了有史以来最大规模的残骸。
The United States launched the largest scale debris ever.
搜寻，三万多人参与。
Search for 30,000 participants.
在几百公里的荒野里找了六个月。
After searching for 6 months in the wilderness,
最后找到了82,000多块碎片。
Finally, I found over 8,200 pieces.
拼起来还不到整架飞机的40%。
It's only about 40% complete.
调查人员把这些碎片一块一块拼起来。
From the investigators, these fragments were pieced together.
不是为了复原一艘航天飞机，是为了搞清楚它到底是怎么死的。
It's not to reconstruct a space shuttle to figure out how it died.
最后，所有的证据都指向了那块泡沫，那块发射后 81.9 秒掉下来的泡沫，那块。
All the evidence pointed to that piece of foam, the piece of foam that fell after 81.9 seconds.
所有人都觉得不是什么大问题的泡沫。
Everyone thought it was just a minor issue.
他砸穿了左翼的前缘，返航的时候
When he hit the left side of the front of the plane,
火从那里钻进去
The fire came from there.
烧断了骨架。
Broken bones
导致了整架飞机的解体
caused the entire aircraft to break apart.
哥伦比亚号不是死于意外
The Colossus is not dead, nor is it dead.
它是死于所有人的侥幸
It is the death of all people's feet.
还有大家习以为常的一句老毛病了
This has become a common ailment that people are used to.
从那以后
From then on,
航天飞机项目停飞了两年半。
The space shuttle program has been suspended for 2.5 years.
后来虽然恢复了飞行
Later, although he recovered his ability to fly,
但整个项目在2011年彻底结束。
But the entire project was completely terminated in 2011.
哥伦比亚号的残骸
The wreckage of the Columbian
现在还保存在 NASA 的一个仓库里
Currently stored in a NASA warehouse.
他们再也不会飞了。
They will never fly again.
但他们一直在提醒
But they keep reminding
后来的人太空从来不是什么浪漫的诗和远方。
Later people in space are not romantic poetry and distant places.
它是一个会吃人的地方。
It's a place where people eat people.
任何一点侥幸
Any chance
任何一点疏忽都会付出生命的代价。
Any lapse in concentration will cost a life.
我们总说星辰大海
We always say that the stars and the sea are our destination.
遨游太空
Explore the universe.
但其实人类根本就不是为太空而生的。
But in fact, humans were not born for space.
我们的身体适合地球的重力。
Our bodies are adapted to Earth's gravity.
适合地球的空气。
Suitable for Earth's air.
适合这颗蓝色星球给我们的一切保护。
Suitable for all the tragedies that this blue planet has given us.
可偏偏就是有那么一群人愿意坐进火箭里。
Some people are willing to sit in a rocket.
穿过大气层。
Pass through the atmosphere.
去到那个根本不适合人类生存的地方。
Go to that place where humans cannot survive.
他们知道危险
They know the danger.
他们也知道人类每往外多走一步
They also know that every time humans step further out,
都可能要有人留下。哥伦比亚号的七名宇航员没能走完回家的最后16分钟。
Some may have been left behind by the 7 astronauts of the Columbia.
但他们留下的不只是一场悲剧。
But they left behind not only a tragedy.
还有一个最沉重的教训。
There is also the heaviest teaching.
人类想要突破地球的禁锢。
Humans want to break free from the confines of Earth.
靠的从来不是一句勇敢。
It's never just about courage.
是把每一个错误都刻在骨头上。
To engrave every mistake on one's bones.
是把每一次牺牲都记在心里。
Remember every sacrifice.
然后让后来的人能活着走得更远一点。
And let later people be able to go further alive.